Beddington Park, an historical overview. Beddington Park originated as the deer park of a country house, which is now Carew Manor School. We don't know when it was first created. Sir Richard Carew, who owned the house from 1492 to 1520, carried out at least two land swaps to add land to the parks, so either created it or enlarged an older, smaller one. This was about the same time as major building work on the house, including the construction of the surviving roof over the Great Hall. Sir Richard Carew died in 1520, and the house, park, and much else was inherited by his son, Sir Nicholas. He became one of the favourites of young Henry VIII. He was a brilliant horseman and a star performer in tournaments, and one of the king's hunting companions. Henry made him Master of the Horse, a highly important and influential position at court. He and Henry must have hunted in the park. In 1535, he enclosed part of Mitcham Common to extend the park. The Tudor deer park was much bigger than the modern one. It occupied most of the land between Beddington Lane and London Road, and it extended northwards towards Mitcham Common, about 560 acres in all. The deer were hunted in various ways. If they were being killed by the keepers for food, they would be driven into nets. Sport hunting could involve chasing individual animals with dogs and horses, or driving them onto a killing ground where they'd be shot with crossbows. The park contained a pair of deer barriers for the latter method. The park probably contained one or more standings for watching the hunting or shooting from. The top was open to allow the king and his courtiers to fire crossbows at deer that were driven past. In 1539, Sir Nicholas Carew was executed, and Henry VIII took the house and park. In 1554, it was restored to Nicholas's son, Sir Francis. He was fond of hawking and kept birds and also spaniels, which were used as retrievers. Queen Elizabeth visited Beddington on many occasions. She liked hunting, but it's not known if she used Beddington Park to hunt. In 1585, Elizabeth's favourite Robert Dudley, Earl of Leicester, amused himself fishing and feeding the fish in the Wandle, which was a renowned trout stream. James I's son, Henry, Prince of Wales, hunted in the park with his governor, the Earl of Nottingham, who owned a house in Carshalton and also Hayling House in Croydon, which did not have any large parks. The 17th century was difficult for the Carews. They backed the Royalist side in the Civil War and were heavily fined when the Parliamentarians won. At about the same time, the heir, Francis Carew, gambled himself into deep debt, and when he died, the estate was more or less bankrupt. It is possible that this led to the northern part of the park being divided into fields to bring in extra rent. In the 17th century or early 18th century, the northern part of the park, including part of the present park, was certainly divided into fields. There are still a few old oak trees which began their lives in the hedges around these fields. These are by the small pond in the centre of the park. When Nicholas Carew, later 1st Baronet, took possession of the house in 1707, he probably found it both old-fashioned and in poor condition. He radically changed both the house and park. The house was refaced in a classical style, and the park and garden were laid out around two lakes on the axis of the house, one in the garden to the east and the other in the park to the west. The Dovecot, near Church Road, was probably erected for Nicholas Carew, 1st Baronet, to replace an older building which may have been demolished as part of the re-landscaping. We do not know much about the park in the late 18th and early 19th centuries. The early 18th century landscape seems to have survived, with only minor alterations and additions. These include many of the fine old plane trees, which are a notable contribution to the landscape. West Lodge was perhaps built around 1800. It stands where the drive from the house reached London Road. It was once an attractive brick cottage with a thatched roof and pointed Gothic windows. Charles Hallowell Hallowell Carew owned the estate in the mid-1800s. He had a passion for horse racing and ended up bankrupt. leading to the sale of the Karoo Estate in 1859. The park was acquired by Joseph Atkins Borsley, a property developer and land speculator who lived in Chiswick. He started turning Beddington Park into a housing estate. Some of the large suburban villas he had built remain today on the edge of the park, facing onto Croydon Road. The park was saved when Canon Alexander Henry Bridges bought it sometime before Lady Day, 1871. His family had made a fortune from the gunpowder mills in Ewell. Bridges lived in Beddington House, a large property which stood in Bridges Lane in the village. He entered the church and became rector of Beddington in 1864. He was very active in the parish and spent a great deal of money decorating the church in an arts and crafts style. He was also an honorary canon of Winchester Cathedral. He had two other houses, Langshot Manor on the Surrey Weald and Federate in Aberdeenshire, but his base was Beddington. And he was the leading figure in the parish until the late 19th century. He travelled wildly in Europe, was musical and in his youth a good cricketer. Canon Bridges acquired a park which had been devastated by the developers. Many of the old trees had been felled, whilst the river channel and the West Lake may have been filled in. He created a new pond in the centre of the park and planted tree clumps, most of which survive. East Lodge Church Road is a mock Tudor building which stands at the northern end of the church road. It was built for Canon Bridges as an entrance lodge to his park. It was designed by Joseph Clarke and built by Messrs. Roberts of Rydal Terrace, Islington. It's dated 1877 on the south side. The pavilion stood on what was the archery ground and was also designed by Joseph Clarke for Canon Bridges. The building was on the site of the present cafe and survived until the early 1960s. The small brick terracotta and Portland stone bridge was built for Canon Bridges as the design includes his initials. The west side of the bridge was demolished by a falling tree in the Great Gale of 1987. Examination of the shattered remains showed that the terracotta was made by Whatcombe Pottery at Torquay and that the bricks were made by R. Allen of Ballingdon near Sunbury in Suffolk, where Canon Bridges had family connections. The bridge was restored with components custom made by the Shaw Hereford Tile Company of Darwen, Lancashire. The bridge was reopened in May 1990. The Flint Bridge must also have been erected for Canon Bridges with arts and craft style decoration along the riverbank and on the upstream side of the Flint Bridge. Canon Bridges died in 1891. His son inherited the park but moved out of the area. The park was split up and sold. The area was still largely rural, with a relatively low population, so there was not a huge need for public parks. The council bought two of the fields south of the church in 1904 and 1914. After the First World War, Beddington rapidly turned into a suburb. There was more need for parks and the council had a greater income. In 1925, the council bought the area in front of Carew Manor and then, in 1926, after some hesitation, they added the northern part. The south and west side of the park and the grange were bought from William Mallinson in 1935. The park was thus reassembled and, against the odds, it survived as an open space.